أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وما كنتم تستترون أن يشهد عليكم سمعكم ولا أبصاركم ولا جلودكم ولكن ظننتم أن الله لا يعلم كثيرا مما تعملون وذلكم ظنكم الذي ظننتم بربكم أرداكم فأصبحتم من الخاسرين فإن يصبروا فالنار مثوى لهم وإن يستعتبوا فما هم من المعتبين وقيضنا لهم قرناء فزينوا لهم ما بين أيديهم وما خلفهم وحق عليهم القول في أمم قد خلت من قبلهم من الجن والإنس إنهم كانوا خاسرين صدق الله العظيم. The ayahs we discussed yesterday, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala described when the wrongdoers, the a'da'ullah, the enemies of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be brought into the courts of Allah, then their ears and their eyes and their skin will give evidence against them. And this continues, and these different limbs, these different senses of them will address them and say, وَمَا كُنْتُمْ تَسْتَتِرُونَ أَنْ يَشْهَدَ عَلَيْكُمْ سَمْعُكُمْ وَلَا أَبْصَارُكُمْ وَلَا جُلُودُكُمْ. And you could not veil yourselves from that thing that your ears, nor your eyes, nor your skin will speak about, will eventually disclose in the courts of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَلَكِنْ ظَنَنْتُمْ أَنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَعْلَمُ كَثِيرًا مِّمَّا تَعْمَلُونَ. But your thoughts that certainly Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not know much of what you do. These were your thoughts, these were your perceptions, and obviously these perceptions were incorrect. Now here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala really calls us to think about this ayat of the Quran, that when a person is in a state of sin, no matter how much of privacy that person may be in, one is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows of the act, but more important than that, at that particular time will be that a person needs to realize that these limbs of ours, these senses of ours do not belong to us. They will turn state witness on the day of Qiyamah. They will give evidence against us. And this is one of the ways that a person can keep away from sin, can keep away from guna. And if this realization comes upon us, that our own ears, our own eyes, our own skin, our own hands, our own legs will give evidence against us. We cannot hide all this away from these various limbs and the senses. And this address will be made by these senses and these limbs on the day of Qiyamah to us. And the thought that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not know, that thought also will begin to disappear from our minds. وَذَلِكُمْ ظَنُّكُمُ الَّذِي ظَنَنْتُمْ بِرَبِّكُمْ أَرْدَاكُمْ فَأَصْبَحْتُمْ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ. And these very same thoughts that you had with regards to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala would not know, these very same thoughts have destroyed you. فَأَصْبَحْتُمْ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ. Then you have become from amongst the losers. Now here again Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala draws us to think about this facts, that one factor that causes us to commit sin is negligence, and that negligence is that we forget and we fail to realize that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the all-seer. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala hears. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala observes. And when we begin to forget about that, then we do what we want to do, and we continue doing things, committing sins in privacy, sometimes in the open. And Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will have our own bodies, our own limbs to give evidence and to remind us there on the day of Qiyamah. Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he said once he was by Baytullah, he was under the ghilaf and the covering of the Baytullah, when three people came and they also wished to make dua. So one person asked, does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala hear Does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala hear us when we call? The second person replied, if we speak softly, then perhaps Allah won't hear. And if we speak loudly, maybe Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will hear. The third person said, if Allah hears even a whisper, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala hears everything. And hence, Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he went and he narrated this incident to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And he says that this ayah of the Qur'an Kareem, or these verses of the Qur'an Kareem were revealed, وَمَا كُنْتُمْ تَسْتَتِرُونَ, till the end, that even you will never be able to veil yourself away from your own limbs. You'll never be able to veil yourself away from Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. The Allah Ta'ala says, فَإِنْ يَصْبِرُوا, that a person, no matter how patient he may be, فَالنَّارُ مَثْوًا لَهُمْ, even then, the fire of Jahannam will be his abode. Meaning that in this world, sometimes there are certain difficulties that come upon us. We bear them patiently, and by virtue of patience, we are able to bear the difficulties. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that on the day of Qiyamah, that even if a person is patient, then also the fire of Jahannam will be his abode. In other words, he will have to continue, and he will have to continue, and there is no escape from it. وَإِنْ يَسْتَعْتِبُوا فَمَا هُمْ مِنَ الْمُعْتَبِينَ, and at that late stage, if that person wants to make amends, he wants to seek forgiveness, ask tawbah from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then also he will not be able to make amends, and he will not, his tawbah and his repentance will not be accepted by Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, because that is not the time of repentance, that is not the time of making amends. The Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives an analysis of one of the reasons why a person commits sins in this world so heedlessly. وَقَيَّضْنَا لَهُمْ قُرَنَا, that we have appointed for them companions. And who are these companions and what these companions do? فَزَيَّنُوا لَهُمْ مَا بَيْنَ أَيْدِيهِمْ وَمَا خَلْفَهُمْ, they adorn and decorate what has passed, what is present, whatever ill doings that they have carried out, whatever commandments they had broken of Allah, whatever sins they had committed, all that is adorned and beautified for them, and to them it seems to them that they are doing the right thing. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in another ayah explains who are these people who will be given these friends, and these friends refer to shaitan, these friends refer to the shayateen that will then entice them to deviate more and more away from the path of Allah. وَمَنْ يَعْشُ عَنْ ذِكْرِ الرَّحْمَانِ نُقَيِّضْ لَهُ شَيْطَانًا فَهُوَ لَهُ قَرِينٌ, that whoever turns away from the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, from the remembrance of Allah, then Allah will appoint these shayateen, these shaitans, these devils, to then delude these people and deviate them from the path of Allah. وَحَقَّ عَلَيْهِمُ الْقَوْلُ فِي أُمَمٍ قَدْ خَلَتْ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ مِنَ الْجِنِّ وَالْإِنسِ, and the word will be established upon them, it will be realized upon them, together with the people that had passed from the nations of before, from the jinn and the ins and insan, in that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's decree, then will be the fire of Jahannam, and that they will never be able to escape. إِنَّهُمْ كَانُوا خَاسِرِينَ, certainly they are the losers because they had done wrong in this world. So in this whole ruku from yesterday to today, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala draws our attention to this very, very important point. One is this, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself observes us all the time in privacy, in public, in darkness, in light. Allah knows what we are doing. Our own limbs also record what we are doing. It also begins to absorb all the wrongs that we are doing, and the evidence will be very clear on the day of Qiyamah, and added to that will be the place on which we commit the sins. The time also becomes an evidence against us, and all this will speak on the day of Qiyamah. So hence here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has showed us these very, very important aspects. If we remember, we can keep away from sin. We can keep away from the disobedience of Allah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq. سبحان الله وبحمده سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك.